He has been called a legend, a wonderful man, and a hero. Suffice to say, the loss of a man known simply as Cowboy has had a profound effect on many people in the Richmond community. Cowboy, whose real name was Daryl Netzlaw, passed away just over 2 weeks ago, age 64, according to his daughter, Jen Netzlaw. Known for helping people whenever he could, despite his own situation, Cowboy touched the lives of countless Richmondites. And judging by the comments on social media, he was respected by hundreds of locals, who remembered him with fondness. His familiar face and amazing spirit should be immediately recognized by most of Richmond, as he has many, many friends in the community he loved so much for most of his life, said Jen. Celebration of life at Gary Point Park. Jen said she wanted to spread the word of her father's passing, as she wanted everyone who knew him to attend an outdoor celebration of life for Cowboy, scheduled for Saturday, October 1 at 2 p.m. at Gary Point Park. I don't want anyone to miss out. My dad was a lover, fighter, free spirit, compassionate, humanitarian, a friend to most, an enemy to few, and lived hard and loved even harder. Richmond residents posting their condolences on Facebook said that Cowboy was so very friendly and kind when I'd see him outside of Save-On. Another wrote how he always enjoyed chatting with him. He was a very genuine man. R.I.P. Cowboy, you will be missed, buddy. Many spoke of how they frequently ran into Cowboy outside of one of the city's Save-On Foods, with one commenting how he was a super friendly gentleman, and seemed like a genuine person. Of the more detailed and in-depth comments, one woman recalled how Cowboy kept so many of my friends safe who didn't have stable home lives. He saved our butts so many times and always listened with every inch of his being to the problems some of us faced. He made survivors out of us, and I feel so incredibly lucky to have met him. He always knew how to make us laugh. I know a few people used to call him their street family. This man was a friend and a hero. And a retired City of Richmond manager, Ted DeCrom, wrote how Cowboy showed contentment for himself and compassion for others, regardless of his tough lifestyle, adding that he could teach us all some things to be better people. He was part of the community and deserved the respect our staff showed Cowboy. He was always grateful for everything we provided him, and the fact that city staff showed Cowboy this respect over the years only says we care for everyone in this community regardless of stature or profile. We should all be proud of that. A friend of the family, Jackie Purdy Hall, has kicked off a GoFundMe page to help Jen send him off with as much love as he gave. Hall is asking for tables, tents, music, food and trinkets for guests, small urns, necklaces, to spread his ashes, in places around the province where Cowboy and Jen used to camp.